WTAW news time is 6 minutes after 8. 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A heads up to motorists in College Station today in the area of Rock Prairie and Longmire. A temporary traffic signal is being installed as part of expanding Rock Prairie. Look out for police officers directing traffic during the installation. College Station Police is investigating 3 reports of home burglaries in the Pebble Creek neighborhood. Officers set up a perimeter yesterday after suspects were seen running away from a home on Royal Adelaide. Those responsible remain at large. There was also a report of gunfire, but no evidence was found. 2 former employees of the Brazos County Tax Office are out of jail following their arrests last week of forging paperwork that allowed people to transfer vehicle titles with paying less or no sales taxes. Tax assessor-collector Christy Rowe says supervisors noticed 36-year-old April Arredondo was handling more than her share of transactions involving one person gifting their vehicle to another.
We noticed there were people that were actively working at getting around the queuing system and going to this specific clerk. So that was a serious red flag for us, and we just started really monitoring it closely.
According to the arrest report, Arredondo admitted to receiving $20 to $50 per transaction to help others. Arredondo also said she helped a coworker submit fraudulent paperwork to avoid paying sales taxes on purchasing an SUV. That led to the arrest of 26-year-old Sonia Munoz. Rowe says Arredondo was fired in February. Munoz resigned in May, according to Rowe, before Munoz was identified as a suspect. A domestic disturbance Saturday night resulted in a College Station man being treated for several cuts with a pink razor and his girlfriend being arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. 28-year-old Cecilia Bloom was still in jail yesterday afternoon. Her boyfriend was treated for 3 cuts, including one to his left thigh that was 6 inches long and deep enough to expose the fatty tissue. According to the arrest report, she was on the phone when she swung the razor in an attempt to get her boyfriend away from her. A College Station man in jail since his arrest a year and a half ago has served nearly half of his sentence for breaking into a woman's apartment and attempting to take police officer's handgun. 22-year-old Randy Graves was sentenced to 4 years for the aggravated assault with a knife, which took place at Park Place Apartments. Following a foot chase, a private citizen helped the officer take control of Graves. Last week, the Texas Education Department announced annual grants for public school districts that have pre-kindergarten programs. Bryan Superintendent Tommy Wallace says they're in the process of determining what the district will do with a funding increase of a few thousand dollars to what is an existing half-day pre-K program. In College Station, Communications Director Chuck Glenwinkel says more money means creating a first-time all-day pre-K for 18 students,
which is in addition to the approximately 120 or so students that we serve in our half-day pre-K program on an annual basis, as well as close to 200 students in our Head Start program.
Glenwinkel says selection for where 4-year-olds will attend in CSISD next school year is based on information from applications submitted by the children's parents. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 78 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at news at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Oh, hi. Right now, I'm getting a remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. Now, if you could let me down. See, I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. And before we left, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, then made sure it was cold. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
8:11 Brazos Valley weather forecast. Hey, Chelsea, how'd you like me hitting the news intro again?
I was going to say I've already done it, Scott.
I know, that's right.
But then you turned off my mic.
I know, I did. Yeah, sorry. Anyway, all right, let's do some
I just like that music.
We'll just drop it in there. All right, here it goes. The weather is brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, where you'll find furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here we go.
High pressure is anchored over Florida off to our east. That keeps the southerly flow of hot weather into the region. Sunshine and a few clouds today. We'll reach 95 to 100 later this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. Partial sun for tomorrow. Warm. Temperatures 95 to 100. Clear to partly cloudy, 75 to 80 tomorrow night. It's going to be partly to mostly sunny Thursday and 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so as we mentioned a few minutes ago, or the first hour, that Jay Thomas's birthday is today, and Jay Thomas is a comedian. And one of the back in the day, he would appear on the David Letterman show, and during the holiday season to tell a story. And this is from Compliments of Worldwide Pants. This is Jay Thomas telling the story about when he was a disc jockey a long time ago.
The story about you working for a small radio station in a southern town.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's the best story I've ever heard.
And it was Christmas about 10 or 12 years ago. I worked for a small radio station. It was actually big in the area. Big Ways, it was called, W-A-Y-S. And we would open the car dealerships. And back then, I was one of the few white guys with an afro. I had the big, giant afro. And we would open the car dealership. And so a guy named Pickle Moore, I go to the thing, and I'm talking and doing the remote and come down and get an oil change and buy a truck and the whole thing. And the Lone Ranger is there, and the kids are coming, and he's got the guns and everything else. My friend Mike Martin, who's in the record industry, he gets me, and we go out to the dumpster, and we begin to get herbed up. We become medicinally enhanced as the performance.
We only hear that phrase herbed up once a year.
Once a year.
Once a year. We all look forward to herbed up.
Herbed up once a year.
That's a lovely tradition.
That's right. So as I keep going back and forth, we're more and more herbal. So we do it. We're there for hours, and it's time to leave, and no one comes to get Clayton Moore, the Lone Ranger, and to take him back to the Red Carpet Inn on Moorhead Avenue. So we wait a while, and no one comes. The sales manager was drunk. I don't know what happened. Pickle Moore had left. I don't know what was going on. So I said, well, we'll take you back.
And Lone Ranger all dressed up just as in the photo.
Just with the guns and the whole thing, and the mask. Man never takes it off.
Yeah.
Never relaxes.
Right.
Nothing. So I have a 10-year-old Volvo, okay? And it's all beat up. And there's fast food crap in the back of it and everything else. And we put the Lone Ranger in. And Mike and I get in there. And all we're thinking is we can't act stoned. So we... And my hair is so big, and he's got so much hair, he can't see out of the front window because it's like Starsky and Hutch are in the front with it. And we are looking straight ahead. And we are so nervous, and we get in this traffic. It's not moving. No one is saying a word. It's dead silent in my Volvo. And this middle-aged guy in a Buick in the front of us doesn't like the traffic. He decides to back up, crashes into my car. I hear my headlight break.
Oh.
And we look around, and he drives away. And there's that pause that stone people have before they react. And so we decide to chase the guy in my Volvo. My Volvo has 5 cylinders, right? So I get out of traffic, and we're chasing the Buick. And the Lone Ranger is in the back. We catch up to the guy. We can see him, he's a middle-aged guy. We pull in front of him, right in front of Anderson Seafood Restaurant. I swear to God, it's all there. And Mike and I jump out, and he says, what are you guys doing? I said, you backed into my car, and you broke my headlight. He says, I did not. I said, yes, you did. He says, well, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to call the cops. He says, oh, really? Well, who do you think they're going to believe? You two hippie freaks are me. And the Lone Ranger gets out of the back of my car. I swear to God, he goes like this, they'll believe me, citizen.
I mean, is that a great story?
That's awesome. Yes. That's anyway, awesome. He was born in Kermit, Texas.
Is that right?
Yep.
I had no idea. Well, yep. Anyway, he'll never tell that story again on Letterman because Letterman's not there, but that's Jay Thomas.
That's disc funny.
Jockey days doing a remote. You know, the only person I ever did a remote with who was famous was Junior Samples.
Huh?
All right.
Huh? He was on Hee Haw, Chelsea. You're far too young to know that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we did a remote in Hearn, Texas at a car dealership. Yeah, whatever.
All right.
Okay, so anyhow, you can't hear yourself? How about that? How about you? All right. There. I have guests here in the studio listening a lot. So anyway, so Leah's here this morning from the Humane Society. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you?
Great. What's happening to your world?
Well, we are in the middle of July, so that is still, we still have plenty of cat specials going on. Free Feline Friday for every Friday in July. All of our cat adoptions and kitten adoptions on Friday will be free. Yes, I said free.
Great price.
You still have to do an adoption application and be approved. But everything that's included in our regular adoption is included in these. So at least one round of vaccinations. They'll be spayed or neutered, microchip, local pet retail coupons, local veterinary coupons, blah, blah, blah. So the whole list is on our website, aggielandhumane.org. You can also find the application there if you're interested in getting that maybe printed out and filled out ahead of time. We've had some people that scan it back in or even take a picture of it to send it back into us. So if they are like, well, I want to get it approved ahead of time, but I can't get there. That way, you know, you have all your ducks in a row, which we right now have a chicken, if anybody's interested in chickens.
Okay, here we are. Just segue right into that.
Right, I was like, ducks, I should said chickens. Yeah. But yeah, you know, next to dogs and cats, the animal we get the most are chickens. And right now we have one chicken. She's laying eggs daily.
Wow, okay.
So definitely a great opportunity there for somebody, you know, chicken and breakfast. Mm-hmm. And then we also have one rabbit as well. So if dogs and cats aren't your thing, we have other options.
Other critters from time to time, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it's very hot, too. Folks need to remember that.
It is. It is. I dumped the kiddie pool last night. You know, I dump it pretty regularly because, you know, you watch the little mosquito larvae swarm around in it.
Really?
And, you know, we need to combat any of that. Yeah, just that, you know, we feel better just putting our feet in some cool water. So do our dogs. They can get in, get their bellies cool. You know, you see them a lot of times. You bring them in the house. They kind of get all... A lot of us call it frog dogging on the tile in the house because they're trying to get their bellies onto the tile so it's cooler. Yeah. So the same thing, obviously, outside. You know, we were talking beforehand about, you know, dogs digging this time of year. They're going to dig some holes, get into some of the cooler ground below and help to keep themselves cool if they're outside. So keep that water fresh, dump it regularly, scrub the bucket.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
You know, don't just fill it up or just dump it and, you know, just run your hand around the edges of it or the bowl, whatever you have, just to get it cleaner. It's going to encourage them to drink. Definitely good opportunities for them to overheat right now. So anything you can do. When you take them for walks in the evening, you're thinking, okay, it's cooled off. Put the back of your hand on the pavement. If you can't hold it there for 5 seconds with pressure on 5 seconds on the pavement, it's too hot for your dog's feet. And we're seeing dogs come in with burns to their feet. So definitely keep that in mind as you take your dogs for walks in the evening. If not, you know, I'm sure there's pet stores around that'll sell boots for
your dog. Dog boots. That'll work.
So just think of those couple of things. For more information on anything going on, aggielandhumane.org. We still have spaces for the August camp.
Okay.
So that's about a month away. But August camp still has spaces. That's Camp Humane, 3-day day camps. 8 to 12-year-olds, tons of guest speakers lined up for that. So it's not just dogs and cats. They're really a whole lot of other things. The reptiles, the birds of prey, larger livestock as well. So they get a really wide variety. So all of that, again, at our website, aggielandhumane.org.
Okay, good. Thanks. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
Yep. Visit with the folks from the Humane Society on Tuesdays. Also, the folks from the Chamber. And Kim's here this morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Wonderful. So what's summertime at the Chamber going with?
Well, I want to talk about Founders Night for just a moment
here.
How does skydiving sound?
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
That sound like something fun?
Sure.
Well, we're going to have an opportunity at Founders Night this Friday McLean Intelligent Solutions is our title sponsor.
Okay.
And they're going to have some virtual reality goggles there.
Oh, all right. That'll be fun.
Yeah. So give that a try.
Yeah.
But again, Founders Night is this Friday, July 15th, 7:30 to 10. It's going to be at One Circle Drive, formerly known as the President's House.
Mm-hmm.
You can still get tickets. If you do not have your tickets yet, it is not too late. You can just give me a call at the chamber, go to our website, or either way, mm-hmm. we will sell you tickets.
Good deal.
We are going to do Business After Hours, sponsored by Kristen Distributing Company. That's Thursday, July 21st at 5:30. That is a free event, and they're going to do tours of their new office and their warehouse. So it's going to be lots of fun on that Business After Hours.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We have a new member orientation sponsored by ABC Home and Commercial Services. That's Monday, July 25th from 3:30 to 5 at the Chamber office. That is free for you to come and learn more about the Chamber and what we do. We do ask that you register for that, though, so we make sure we have plenty of room. And we're going to have a Community Impact Awards luncheon sponsored by Texas A&M Procurement Services. That's Tuesday, July 26th from 11:45 to 1 mm-hmm. at the Phillips Event Center. You can still get tickets for that luncheon. And we're going to recognize the winners of that. It was a nomination process, mm-hmm. and it's recognizing the minority business owners who have demonstrated a significant impact on our community. So we have some winners picked out, and we're going to announce those there.
Good.
We've got a couple of deluxe ribbon cuttings coming up. Let's see. This one is tomorrow, Women's Council of Realtors. It'll be Wednesday, July 13th at 4:30. We're going to do their ribbon cutting at Aggieland Title Company. That's in the Real Estate Gallery here in College Station. Uh-huh. And one that I'm very excited about, Nothing Bundt Cakes.
Oh, my.
I love those little cakes, unfortunately. We're going to, they're open now, but we're going to do a ribbon cutting for them on Tuesday, July 19th at 4:30, and they're located in the Cole Shopping Center there in College Station.
Oh, sure. Okay.
So I'm looking forward
You'll
to that
there.
One.
You'll be there. Okay. Yeah.
And I think that they're going to have a little treat for us at Founders Night as well.
Wow. Wonderful.
So everybody, if you haven't sampled that yet, you'll get to on Friday night. And our Inner Circle Platinum Member Spotlight this week is Texas A&M Health Science Center, College of Nursing. And to find out more information about these or other events that we have, go to our website, bcschamber.org.
All right, good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you.
You bet. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Claudia Smith for her positive influence on this community. Claudia has operated Aggieland Carpet One with her husband Ron for over a decade. She served our community in many ways, most recently offering her time as a member of the Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Claudia for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
I know you hate to call a repair person. I mean, because you've already bought it. You think you're kind of throwing money away when you have to call the repair person, but you do, because that's what you have to do to maintain the quality of whatever it is. Well, let's talk about jewelry. You know, jewelry can need to be repaired as well because it's used over time, or you could have an heirloom piece that you'd like to be able to wear, but it may need to have some work. Well, the same thing. You're going, all right, I'm going to have to invest in something that's already been invested in. Well, this is what David Gardner's is doing. David Gardner's has introduced the DG Rewards Program. So what happens is you take your repair in between now and July the 31st. You bring your jewelry repair needs into David Gardner's, and every dollar that you spend in that state-of-the-art jewelry repair shop that they've got there will be rewarded as in-store credit to be used by the end of the year, up to $750. So need the work done, then for whatever it was, whatever the cost was, you'll also get in-store credit to use till the end of the year. Now, the date to remember, though, is July 31st. You have to bring the jewelry in and get that stuff done by July 31st. So kind of a neat deal. Your jewelry gets taken care of the way you want it to be, but you also get an in-store credit. It's from David Gardner's. It's their jewelry rewards program going on right now.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Today's Wall Street Journal says the Securities and Exchange Commission is investigating whether Tesla breached securities laws by failing to disclose to investors a fatal crash in May involving an electric car that was driving itself, heightening scrutiny of how the company handled the information. The May 7th accident killed the driver, a 40-year-old Tesla owner who collided with an 18-wheel semi-truck that pulled in front of him on a Florida highway. Tesla alerted the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration to the crash, but didn't disclose the crash to investors in a securities filing. Facebook has signed a deal to use Microsoft's online email and other software, even as it develops its own workplace communication and collaboration service. Facebook today will announce plans to use Microsoft's Office 365, the web-based version of the software giant's suite of workplace productivity programs. Facebook previously used the on-premises versions. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open this morning. That's your money now.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, say 27. Okay, we've been doing the weather all day, and you know, it's that time of year, and it's Texas. And if your lawn is not doing as well as you wanted to, maybe it's because you didn't do some stuff earlier in the season. Well, you've learned, you said, okay, I'm not going to make that mistake again, but I need to get my lawn in good shape now. And part of that may be my sprinkler system, but it's not sprinkling the way it's supposed to. All that to say this, ABC Home and Commercial Services can help you with both those endeavors. First of all, to get your lawn strong for these hot days that we have here. And then when you're in the midst of all this, to make sure that your sprinkler system is working the way it should. Maybe it's a broken sprinkler head. Maybe it's not pointing the way it should. And you're watering pavement. Whatever it happens to be. ABC can repair or service any sprinkler system. Maybe the timer's not working right. It needs to be repaired or adjusted. ABC can take care of that as well. Plus, they're good guys to let on your yard because they do background checks for everybody who works at ABC before they put that ABC uniform on. So if you need work done on your sprinkler system, now's a great time for you to do that. Get in touch with them at ABC Home and Commercial Services. And again, to prepare for next year when you've got to be ready for the hot weather that you know is coming, they can help you by putting a plan together there. That's ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialist for your environment.
Your home is your biggest investment, and your foundation keeps everything in place. Have you noticed visible cracks in your walls, bricks, or concrete slab? Do your doors stick? If so, it's important to have your home checked for foundation issues. The pros at Brazos Valley Solutions specialize in foundation evaluation, repair, and drainage solutions. Don't let your foundation problems become disastrous. Call Brazos Valley Solutions at 589-2420 for your free estimate. Protect your biggest investment. Brazos Valley Solutions. Their name says it all. Solutions. Click bvsolutions.info today.
Restless penguins. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Life is exhausting for king penguins, which split their time between hunting at sea and resting in crowded and noisy island colonies.
They sleep for short amounts of time, presumably with one side of the brain, and every now and then they will scan the environment a little bit, semi-alert and looking around for potential threats.
That's University of Roehampton marine biologist Tessa Van Walsum. At the 2016 meeting of the Society for Experimental Biology, she reported that the birds react much more strongly to audio recordings of predators and other threats when they're asleep than awake.
It might be because the sleeping penguins are more vulnerable in a state of run then look, whereas the wakeful penguins might choose the option of simply looking around and then deciding to stay put because nothing is happening.
I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
It all started at midnight Pacific time, and Wall Street analysts are holding their breath and watching sales for Amazon Prime Day. Kim Commando with your Tuesday digital consumer tech update. Amazon began its huge blowout sale with an apology. Last year, millions complained that all of the really coveted products were sold out in seconds. This year, Amazon has increased the number of deals, twice as many as last year, and the amount of inventory behind each item. So here's how to get the most out of this thing. Make a list of exactly what you're shopping for. Compare prices at other sites. Then be ready to pounce when Amazon lowers its price, because that item at that price won't last long. Amazon is saying that we'll pop a deal, as they call it, every 5 minutes. Back to school items, electronics, toys, flat screens, and literally who knows what else. There is a catch. You must be a member of Amazon Prime. But Amazon offers 30 days free. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.komando.com. That's KOMANDO. What are you using for internet security software? Many people ask me, why should they pay for security when there are so many free options out there? The difference? Kaspersky is just that much better. It's your best protection from the real threat of cybercrime. Kaspersky Lab's internet security software has participated in and won more internet security company awards than any other. Kaspersky gives you multiple layers of protection. It makes sure sites you visit are legit and safe, and transactions won't be intercepted. 400 million users around the globe trust Kaspersky Lab to protect against dangerous online threats. You should too. I do. I use Kaspersky Labs here at the studio and at home, and have for years. They've never let me down. I've even made sure that my mom has Kaspersky Total Security. Don't wait another minute. As a Kim Komando listener, get Kaspersky today and get 50% off, plus a 30-day money-back guarantee. Learn more at Kaspersky.com. Use promo code Kim at checkout. That's Kaspersky.com, promo code Kim.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32, 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Multiple College Station police officers were in the Pebble Creek neighborhood yesterday attempting to catch burglary suspects. No one was caught after a search centered at a home on Royal Adelaide. Other reports came from a house on St. Andrews and one on Plum Hollow. CSPD did not indicate if any property was taken or any description of suspects seen by witnesses running away from the home. The police activity included blocking traffic at Royal Adelaide and Pebble Creek Parkway. Officers also checked out a report of gunfire, but there was no evidence of any shooting. It is a felony crime to provide false information to a government agency. Two former employees of the Brazos County Tax Office were arrested last week. According to the arrest report, 36-year-old April Arredondo admitted to being paid to help others avoid paying sales taxes when buying a vehicle. And 26-year-old Sonia Munoz was charged with not paying sales taxes on an SUV she purchased by giving Arredondo fraudulent paperwork. Tax assessor collector Christy Rowe says the investigation began in February after supervisors noticed a large number of customers were going to Arredondo to handle rare transactions.
Anytime we see staff members that are getting a little bit too involved with helping to fill out paperwork, that's also a red flag for us. And it's a danger point. We don't know whether that transaction is a valid transaction or not. So the main thing is that there was evidence that the correct fees were not being collected.
Rose says additional steps have been taken to help private parties who are buying and selling vehicles in order to keep her employees out of that process.
Main thing is just make sure that they ask the questions, they complete the paperwork as best they can. I mean, if there are a few minor things left out, we can assist them and point out what needs to be added. But the sales price has got to be included on the paperwork, and that has to be before we ever touch it.
Rose says Arredondo was fired in February, while allegations against Munoz surfaced after she resigned in May. Four-year-olds will have three education options in the College Station School District next year. CSISD Communications Director Chuck Glenwinkle says funding announced last week by the State Education Department will create 18 slots for a full-day pre-kindergarten program. That's in addition to College Station's existing half-day pre-K and Head Start.
There's a form parents fill out for their students, and there's a matrix that's filled out. You're awarded a certain amount of points for your income level, any special services you may need, those sorts of things. And basically, it's who scores the highest on the matrix gets into the Head Start slots. And then the next 18 group of kiddos will get into the full-day pre-K, and everyone else will be in the half-day pre-K programs.
Bryan Superintendent Tommy Wallace says they're in the process of determining how to use an increase of a few thousand dollars for next year in their existing half-day pre-K program. Hours before a sniper killed five Dallas police officers, Governor Abbott suffered second and third degree burns from scalding hot water in Wyoming. Abbott is at an Army hospital in San Antonio preparing to get skin grafts today to repair damage to his feet. That means he will be missing this afternoon's memorial service in Dallas. The circumstances of coming in contact with the water resulting in a minor infection have not been released. Another Texas child has died after being left in a hot vehicle. This time, it's in Temple.
Officers were searching for the girl who was reported missing and later found her inside a van. She was in a car seat but was not strapped in. Investigators say the two-year-old girl had been inside that van for at least an hour before they arrived. Temple Fire and Rescue performed CPR. The girl died at a hospital. Police are still investigating the girl's death. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
A Bryan woman who has served four sentences in the Brazos County Jail for misdemeanor theft by check is now doing 6 months for withdrawing money from an ATM with a debit card belonging to a 72-year-old victim. 57-year-old Diane Jones was a home health care worker at the time of the theft in November 2014. Jones, who admitted to the theft against an elderly victim, will be considered for 10 years probation. A pink razor was the weapon in a domestic disturbance Saturday night. According to the arrest report, 28-year-old Cecilia Bloom told College Station police she swung the razor at her boyfriend after warning him not to approach her while she was on the phone. That followed several arguments. The victim drove himself to get medical treatment for a cut to a forearm and two on his left thigh. One of the cuts on his leg was 8 inches, the other 6 inches long and deep enough to expose fatty tissue. And a heads up to motorists in College Station in the area of Rock Prairie and Longmire. A temporary traffic signal is being installed as part of expanding Rock Prairie. Look out for police officers directing traffic during the installation. WTAW News Time is 8:37 at 78 degrees. You can always text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford. I'll have more news for you today at noon, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why people like Caldwell Country.
We have a team atmosphere out here. People work together, and the number one thing that we want to do is please the customer. Oh, I think this is an unusual dealership because you don't get the pressure, the high-pressure sales deal you get a lot. The people here are friendly. Come in, look around. We can help you. Let us know. We want you to feel good, look around, see what we have, and see if we can make a good deal for you.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford, just a conversation away.
The people who have seen Dinesh D'Souza's new movie, Hillary's America, don't exaggerate when they say it's one of the most powerful political films ever made. 4 years ago, Dinesh made a movie called 2016, where he blew the whistle on Obama. Eye-opening predictions about President Obama, that he would double the national debt, that he'd undermine our allies and help our enemies, they've all been proven completely true. But Dinesh's new film, Hillary's America, doesn't feel like a documentary. It feels like a feature film, a horror film to most, and more chilling because it's true. The film isn't just an expose of Hillary. It's an expose of the Democratic Party. The Democrats say they're the party of racial justice and social justice and the middle class, the ordinary guy. Really? This film exposes the lies. It exposes Hillary and the Democrats for the crooks and the gangsters they really are. If all Americans saw this movie, they wouldn't vote for Hillary or a single Democrat. Hillary's America, in theaters nationwide July 22nd. I urge you to see it.
Your home is your biggest investment, and your foundation keeps everything in place. Have you noticed visible cracks in your walls, bricks, or concrete slab? Do your doors stick? If so, it's important to have your home checked for foundation issues. The pros at Brazos Valley Solutions specialize in foundation evaluation, repair, and drainage solutions. Don't let your foundation problems become disastrous. Call Brazos Valley Solutions at 589-2420 for your free estimate. Protect your biggest investment. Brazos Valley Solutions. Their name says it all. Solutions. Click bvsolutions.info. Today.
Ants that bring pies to my kitchen are always welcome. Ants that crawl on kitchen counters, not so much. I'm Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. Our ant-controlled treatment plans are simple and environmentally friendly. Plus, all ABC specialists undergo comprehensive background screening so you can feel comfortable with our team on your property. Keep the bad ants at bay so the good ants will keep those pies coming. ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
840 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Check and weather brought to you by Wilton's Office Works, located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, they've got furniture, supplies, and a bunch more. Here's kind of a familiar weather forecast.
High pressure remains off to our east. It'll stay in that position over the Florida Peninsula for the next several days. Sunshine and passing clouds, a high of 95 to 100 this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, lows 75 to 80. Tomorrow, more sunshine, a few clouds, 95 to 100 tomorrow afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy, 75 to 80 tomorrow night. Sunshine and 95 to 100 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, the winds were up yesterday, a gust up to 30 miles an hour here. And
it kind of felt nice.
It was okay, especially when the sun kind of got down later in the day. It was all right to be outside somewhat, but still just needed to stop because it dries the plants out so fast.
Yep.
And all that. All right, so a food mascot. A food mascot. Which one comes to mind? Is there a food mascot that comes to mind?
I mean, like Ronald McDonald?
No.
Or like a mascot that is a food.
Well, it's a for a, like the leprechaun from Lucky Charms.
Okay? Ah, okay. So a mascot for food.
Yeah, for a particular food. Okay. Right, okay. Right. And can you figure out who the oldest one is? Ooh. Do you have a favorite? Does one come to mind?
Are these real mascots or cartoons?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're generally cartoons, but they are manifested sometimes in suits. Because it's this year that Mr. Peanut turns 100.
Oh wow.
Mr. Peanut. Just to kind of give you a marker, Tony the Tiger from Frosted Flakes is a mere 65 years old. But Mr. Peanut, and believe it or not, there's a club called the Peanut Pals.
Unfortunately for Mr. Peanut, his reputation has not really done so well over the last few years of food allergies.
Well, that's a good thing. There are many people, that's right, because you don't go into anaphylactic shock from corn
Tony.
Yeah, it doesn't happen. The problem is they really do have a group. They really do. And it's getting older, and they're trying to find some fresh blood to pump into the group. Scott Schmitz, who is the club's president and chief recruiter at the age of 53, one of the youngest members. He said, you know, kids want the newest thing, technology, the next iPhone. They really don't want to spend $20 on a Mr. Peanut bank.
No.
No, they really don't.
No, they want a Mr. Peanut app where you have to catch all the
peanuts.
No,
they need an EpiPen for Mr. Peanut.
Yeah, they listen to you. Yeah, they do.
Hey, I love peanut butter. I love peanuts. I do. But, you know, now when you have to have a peanut-free, like, school, sorry, Mr. Peanut.
Well, of course, that's my whole problem. Why do you have to have a peanut-free school if there are three kids that have anaphylactic shock? You know, and again, don't want it to happen, but... The Pals are hoping for a year-long birthday celebration for Mr. Peanut, which is now, by the way, part of Kraft Heinz.
Mm.
And that could help boost the club that now has 300 members. But 15 years ago, there were 1,000 members of the Peanut Club.
Wow.
Just saying. 1,000.
I can't believe that we're even keeping track of how many people are in the Peanut Club.
Who even knew that we needed to do that? All right. USA Network surprised Mr. Robot fans on Sunday evening by dropping the first half of the show's season premiere 3 days early on various social media platforms and the network's website as well. The sneak of the new premiere is one of a slew of stunts that USA is trying to do to kind of get people jazzed up about their seasons.
I like USA.
I do too.
I watch quite a few of their shows.
Well, what's on USA? Because that helps me. Because I TiVo so much, I don't know what's on.
I guess I should say. So during the day, I love it because they run reruns of like Law and Order, SVU, and NCIS. But I do watch Suits.
Okay.
That's one of my favorite shows that comes on. And then they also have, it's kind of a girly thing, but that's a different channel. Never mind. But Suits is definitely one of my favorites, and that comes back, I believe, in a week. On USA.
Now, was Burn Notice on USA?
Yes, it was.
I like that show. That was a good show. That just, you know, it happened to run
I watched. I watched Graceland for a few seasons. I didn't watch the last season, but that was a pretty good show, too.
They pushed that hard.
Yeah.
That was one that they really hung their hat on. I tried this last night. I tried this one, The Night Of, which is on HBO. Mm. And I think it's about an 8-part series and pretty good start, at least, I think.
And then, of course, you know, Modern Family, and they play the reruns. So I guess they really kind of get more viewers for the reruns and stuff that they show.
But again, as people find out about shows that they didn't watch the first time through, then they can do that. Or there were some, you know, that I found that I've rediscovered watching parts of Seinfeld. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
To go back and see it. It's all so dated.
They've got Seinfeld on USA now?
Well, it's on someplace. TBS. I think they have TBS. Yeah. All right, so what's on tonight? They got the Major League Baseball game starting at 6:30. You know, they're to the point now, how big are the rosters now? You know, it's just, you just don't get a chance to see the stars long enough. Hello?
Hey, I may have missed it. I didn't catch all of what y'all talking about, the food mascots. But one of the most exclusive food mascot jobs in the world, even more exclusive than the President of the United States, was the guy that got to drive the little wiener mobile for Oscar Mayer.
Thank you. And I wish they would do a better job of letting us know, because it's been here four or five times, and they just don't let you know ahead of time. It's like people will call and go, wait a minute, I was on Texas Avenue, and the Wienermobile just went by. Or they might come here for a special event, but, you know, they've got them tooling around. There's, I don't know, six or eight of them, and they're really unique, and they're kind of fun, and I guess they give out their hot dogs. Not sure, but they make you think about it. All right, so what I was saying is I remember going to the All-Star game was in the Astrodome, for instance, and all the big stars were there, and they were on the field for a long time. They played five innings, you know, and then they bring other people in.
Right.
Well, now they've got so many people on the rosters that you don't really get to see the stars for very long.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Maybe
right.
one at bat.
Well, and then sometimes, you know how hard it can be when you know you only have one at bat.
Sure.
And, you know, I know it's just an all-star game, but the pressure of that, and so they may not perform as well as if they were to get two or three at bats.
Well, the other thing I think, too, now with interleague play, it's not as unusual.
Yeah.
Because you are going to see eventually all the teams in your major league town. And so it's not. Anyway, they're playing tonight. It's being San Diego. Gosh, 5:30 is when Fox starts. That's 3:30 out there.
Wow.
Let's see how that works. America's Got Talents on NBC tonight at 7 o'clock. Also, Celebrity Family Feud with Kelly Pickler, Ernie Hudson, and Lance Bass and others.
I didn't know they were all related.
Yeah, got the $100,000 pyramid. That's on tonight. The season finale of Maya and Marty. That's kind of a variety show, which is
new
and different.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Marty is Martin Short.
Oh, okay.
And so that's kind of unusual. Okay, Rich Celebrity is going to do that in a minute for you.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here. Some say newer is better, but for over four decades, Tom Light Chevrolet has been the same name to depend on for the best Chevy buying experience in the Brazos Valley and beyond. And while some other dealerships have failed the test of time, we continue to have the same commitment to excellence we always have by offering an impressive selection of over 250 new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. Amazing everyday value, including the most competitive internet pricing around. Incredible lease options like a new 2016 Cruze for only $161 a month. And the same friendliness and consideration in serving our customers as the first day we opened our doors. So visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, and you'll see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Same location, same name, Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
39-month lease, TTL and fees not included, based on 10,000 miles per year with 15 cents per mile overage. First payment due at signing, WAC on Cruise Limited.
American Leak Detection.
If you're seeing cracks in the walls, ceilings, or floors of your home, or if your pool seems to be losing water, before you let just anyone start digging or jackhammering around your home or pool, call the experts first at American Leak Detection. They've been servicing the Brazos Valley for over 18 years and are the leaders in non-invasive leak detection. Call 680-1094. That's 680-1094. Or click on AmericanLeakDetection.com.
American Leak Detection.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Best sandwich shop, best bakery, best cookies, best delivery and takeout. Blue Baker has been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 12 years in a row. And now you can order your Blue Baker favorites online and have them delivered to your door. From breakfast sandwiches in the morning to boxed lunches for the office, or warm cookies as a treat in the afternoon and stone oven pizzas for dinner, head to BlueBaker.com. Blue Baker, craft bakers serving custom eaters. Now with easy online ordering and delivery at BlueBaker.com.
At 10 till News Talk 1620 WTAW, you know, we've been talking about Pokemon Go and what that has done. A few smartphone games that have fans chasing these little virtual monsters through real-life city streets has also boosted the market value of Nintendo by $9 billion.
Billion.
In just a few days. Wow. Investors really pretty pumped about this thing. So, I mean,
would have been nice to know last week to get in, to buy some Nintendo stock.
Yeah, we
ride the wave while you can,
yeah,
guys.
We talk about the silliness of all this, but it really, really has. Nintendo shares up 25% in Tokyo on Monday. Now, for all that, the Goochland Sheriff's Office, that's in Virginia, pretty much doing Pokemon no. They said it's caused a rise in trespassing crimes in the area. Deputies have found themselves removing people found illegally wandering on private and government property while playing the game. The app, of course, asking you to go search for those things. So
I can see that.
A little bit of a downside when it comes to that.
I read a story on Twitter this morning about a man. He, you know, had knock on his door. He opened the door. Little boy and a little girl. Hi, sir. Excuse me, but there's a Pikachu in your backyard. Can we? Do you mind if we catch it?
Uh-huh.
And he shuts the door in their face. Who's got a Pikachu now?
God.
People are vicious.
Yeah. It is a strange thing. It brings out the worst in society,
oh,
doesn't it?
Oh, man.
All right, here we go. Forbes magazine with their latest list of the highest-earning celebs of 2016 is out. Number 10, Rush at $79
million. Wow.
We don't do 10 often, but this is good enough. Adele, $80 million at number 9. Messe, $81 million at number 8. Howard Stern, $85 million. Kevin Hart, $87
million. Wow.
What does he do?
He's been in a lot. He's the comedian. The shorter guy. Yeah.
Really?
He's been in a ton of movies in the last couple years, though, as well.
Yeah. $87 million.
And he's in, like, mainstream movies, but he also does a lot of stuff that doesn't necessarily hit theaters.
Okay.
Right, exactly.
Dr. Phil and Ronaldo each make an $88
million. So similar.
They really are. A guy who has written every book that was ever published. His name is James Patterson. If you know who he is, he's really interesting. $95 million. He's got a new thing. It's almost like books to go now that he's just started doing. And you can read them in like an hour and a half or something because people apparently won't sit down and read books
anymore. A whole book. Yeah.
Imagine
that.
Yeah. Oh, you want me to read the whole
thing?
An attention span. What's that?
Yeah. One Direction, the group, $110 million. Taylor Swift in at $170
million.
I'm going to say that again. That's $170 million.
At 25 years old, I think she is. Or
poor
something.
Katy Perry, she fell to number 63.
Oh.
She only made $41 million.
Poor Katy.
Yeah, Britney Spears at $30 million. Your top grossing power couple, Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Of course.
Got to be at $107 million in 1 year. They don't play the lottery. They don't have to. They already got it going on.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
With Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to work your big land with equipment that was built for it. Right now, get a John Deere 1023E compact with 23 horsepower for just $9.99 a month, or a 3032E with 32 horsepower as low as $135 a month. Both include a 6-year powertrain warranty. At Sioux Falls Prater, you'll be able to drive home a John Deere, the official tractor of the Texas Rangers. Get a quote at cptractor.com. Offer ends August 2nd, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details. Green Teams welcomes University Tile Company's new branch on William D. Fitch Parkway to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, University Tile Company uses Green Teams for interior plantscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals and features large outdoor containers for plants on patios. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior plantscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams at 823-7551. Green Teams.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Schnook has been making the best-tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Couple of minutes, yeah, about three minutes still. News Talk 1620, WTAW. Axis TV, it's an interesting network. They do a thing called the Big Interview that was good for about the first seven or eight that I saw, but now they got Dan Rather talking to Charlie Pride, and that doesn't work. I'm sorry. Greg Allman, that was the last one I saw, 30 seconds of him going, I don't really care what either of them have to say, but nonetheless. But Axis is working on, but they have a lot of concerts. You can see some concerts on there, especially on the weekends, that are not bad. Variety reports that Axis TV is working on an Elvis Lives movie. It's about the idea that what might have happened had Elvis never died.
Okay.
Okay, it'll be shown on August the 16th, which is the 39th anniversary of his death, so just...
I think I might rather see like a documentary of people who actually believe he's
still
alive. I know.
Yeah, well, that would be good.
That'd be entertaining.
You knew this had happened. A Canadian manufacturer reportedly making airplanes now for people who are... That's right. Bombardier Aerospace plans to unveil the new CS-100 at England's Farnborough International Air Show this week. The plane features 19-inch seats, wider than your previous aircraft by makers like Boeing. The aisles are also wider and have bigger overhead bins to accommodate larger baggage. The company says that they're going for a wide-body feel, so to speak.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But you know what?
Even for an average-sized person, flying can be uncomfortable.
Well, and the idea is supposed to be that all the skinny people are going to go, oh, good, get all the fat people on their own plane and stuff.
No,
skinny people are going to go, and they're going to go, oh, how luxurious these seats are.
It's like
so
flying
big.
First class.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you have to be really smaller than average to feel comfortable now because they put the seats closer together.
That, too. Anytime I can get an emergency exit, I'm like, yes.
Sure.
Because if not, my knees are up to my chin.
Well, and you're taller than average, too.
Right,
so
I know.
So it's part of it, but it is. It's a situation that makes it really uncomfortable. And if it's got to be a long flight, then that doesn't help.
If I can get on a fat guy plane and I see some skinny guy get on there, I'm going to be all Harrison Ford. I'm going to be like, get off my plane. That's what's happening.
Wow. I think we pushed his button.
I need to lose weight.
Yeah, a takeoff was aborted at Bush yesterday. Scary moment. United Jets slammed on the brakes after the plane blew out two tires on the runway. Nobody was hurt. That's good.
Yeah.
Congratulations to David Copperfield, the magician, has bought the most expensive home in Las Vegas history. 31,000 square feet, features an infinity pool, a nightclub. Why would you need a nightclub?
So you don't have to leave the house, Scott.
And when you invite a whole bunch of people over to your nightclub, and then you tell them when to leave? Is that
Absolutely.
How that works?
And you perform magic tricks at your own club.
8 bedrooms, a wine cellar, a golf simulation room, 2 guest houses, $17 million.
This is one of those, he just doesn't want to leave.
That's
He doesn't want to have to go out in public.
Well, he does a residence in Las Vegas. He's been doing that for years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he just probably has the car. The car comes, or helicopter comes and picks him up and takes him in for the show, and then he comes back. And, you know, the $17 million doesn't really matter since David Copperfield is worth $800 million dollars.
David Copperfield.
Yeah, that's it. All right, that's 9 o'clock. WTAW College Station, Brian.